punishment fits the crime. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Those words from Carl Mueller, the father of missionary Kayla Mueller, who was killed by ISIS in Syria after El-Shafi El-Sheikh, one of four men nicknamed the ISIS Beatles because of their British accent, was sentenced to life in prison.
What he did to the Americans and all the other hostages, he will spend the rest of his days in a cell and have the time to consider what he's done.
El-Sheikh was convicted in the deaths of four Americans, Mueller, James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, and Peter Kasich. A federal judge says he won't delay an appearance from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who is set to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating 2020 election interference from former President Trump. Graham appealed the appearance scheduled for Tuesday and has asked that the judge put off the grand jury appearance while the appeal plays out. The release of portions of the affidavit that led to the FBI's search of former President Trump's Florida home expected in a matter of days.
We're waiting to see what the federal government may ask for when it comes to redactions in the affidavit, which would detail why federal investigators came to Mar-a-Lago a little bit more than a week ago. They're going to say what they think can be released, but they're also going to say what they think needs to remain private. Yesterday, we heard from lawyers from multiple media outlets arguing before a judge to say that this is an affidavit that is in the public's interest, that it needs to be released, as they want to know what's going on with the witnesses who may be speaking with the government, as well as where the investigation stands as the feds continue to find out why there were classified and top secret documents being kept at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Palm Beach. Michigan judge has blocked county prosecutors from enforcing an abortion ban that would have allowed providers to be charged with a felony. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The defense rests in Michigan, and closing arguments are set in the trial of two men accused in a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Lawyers for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. charged with conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer called investigators to the witness stand to try and raise more questions about their tactics as they accused the government of a setup in the plot to spread a false narrative. They've also blasted the judge in the case for not allowing the defense enough time on cross-exam. Prosecutors describing the men as extremists who were angry over Whitmer's COVID lockdowns, though this a retrial for Fox and Croft, following a hung jury earlier this year for them and not guilty verdicts for two others. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A California film diversity requirement has been written into a new bill up for consideration by the state's legislature.
A new provision in proposed annual tax credit legislation would require Hollywood to do more than just talk about the importance of diversity in the industry. Senate Bill 485 would demand filmmakers in California to hire more diverse workforce if they want financial support. The bill is part of the overall legislation supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, extending the $330 million annual tax credits until 2030. If signed, it would go into effect next year and would require filmmakers to submit a diversity work plan to the extent allowed by federal and state law. No word on who will set the guidelines for this diversity work plan. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Fans of Starbucks coffee in Russia are getting a chance to see if a homegrown successor can measure up after Starbucks left Russia when it invaded Ukraine. Local entrepreneurs bought the assets and have opened shops under the name Stars Coffee and a logo almost indistinguishable from Starbucks. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.